Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be with you, and if you've been listening already, you're obviously a highly intelligent person, and I know that you can feel your intellect going up by the moment exponentially as you continue to listen to the show. And if you just tuned in, well, that's what you got to look forward to. Aren't you glad you're here? And you're really going to be glad you're here when we start talking to Steve Chandler, because, you know, folks, I've been telling you for a long time, and you've known for a long time what a special guy Steve Chandler is. He's the author of so many books, I can't carry all of them to my broadcast studio. He's just an outstanding speaker, a very important person in the marketplace. He's sold something under 15 million copies of all of his books, and now he's a TV star. He was recently father for a day and a coach to Allison. If you've been watching the reality show Starting Over, he was father for a day of Allison, and here's what the show's ongoing host said about this. Let's see, Iyanla Van Zandt, I guess is her name. Here's what she said about Steve. Everyone at the show is still talking about Steve Chandler. The world would be a better place when this hits the air. I thank God for him showing up and doing what he did for Allison and for the show. How about that, folks? That's our very own Steve Chandler. And as you've heard me say many times before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Congratulations on your TV success and all these great. You must have just wowed them over there, Steve.
Well, I just got lucky. I had a good day. You know, every once in a while, you have a good day, and it's a great thing.
Some days a diamond, some days a stone, right, Steve?
That's right.
So you had your A game when you went over there that day, huh?
Yeah, it just turned out that I did, and so lucky for me.
Well, good for you. And folks, by the way, for how many years now have I been shaming you on your website, Steve?
Oh, boy, it's been 5 or 6 years.
So finally, you got a website. It's stevechandler.com. And if you go there right now, folks, you can. Now, if you're driving, don't do this. But if you go there, you'll see his handsome picture right there on the homepage, signing books, signing his many books that he's written. Steve, tell us about how did you wind up being father for a day on Starting Over?
Well, what happened was a lot of the people on the show, it turned out, had read my book called Reinventing Yourself.
Right, first books that you and I ever talked about.
Uh-huh. And so Reinventing Yourself, even though it talked a lot within the book about business and career, was also the same basic principle that the show is based on called Starting Over.
Mm-hmm.
And the show believes that you can start your life over at any time. And so they bring 6 people into the Starting Over house, and through coaching and various exercises, they start their lives over. And it's really a very good show, and it sends a tremendous message to the world that you're not stuck in what you've got going on, that you can reinvent yourself and you can start over.
And this was on NBC, right?
Uh-huh.
And your show was on last week, I think.
It was on Thursday,
okay.
Last week, yes. And
now, will they be showing reruns of this?
Well, they run the season again, and then they run it on cable, so you know how that works.
You still have a chance to see Steve working his magic with Allison. So what was Allison's biggest challenge?
Well, she had been through cancer and had had various operations, and so she had a very she had an altered self-image, because you know how women are brought up to identify with how they look and their physicality and all of that.
Right.
So she had to start her life over. And
how old is Allison?
Allison's in her 30s.
Yeah.
And so one of her big problems had been that her father had been an alcoholic and had really created chaos in her childhood. And so she had no real positive role model for men in life. And so they brought me in. And I don't know why they thought of me, but it turned out.
Well, I can. Don't be. years. I can certainly see why they would want you to come in there and do that. Okay, so what did you? This is a young lady who's had a tough time so far. The life's given her a few lemons, and she still has really an awful lot of her life left ahead of her, and a whole lot of reason to put this extra effort into getting herself redirected. And you were able to help her. What did you do?
Yeah, well, one of the things I was able to get her to see is that it doesn't matter whether it's in business or personal life or recovering from illness, there's nothing wrong with reinventing yourself. As a matter of fact, children do it every day because the joy of living drives you toward reinventing yourself.
Right.
And when you look at a business like Apple, they reinvent themselves all the every time you turn around, Steve Jobs is standing there with some crazy...
with a new product.
Yeah.
that he's successful with.
Yeah. And the same is true with anything, is that you either get stuck in the old way or you keep reinventing.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought, folks. I don't know anybody that would help me start over better than Steve Chandler. And he and I are going to talk about this. I'm sure you're getting some benefit out of this. And there's a lot more to come right after these messages. 20 after, we'll be right back with our good buddy Steve Chandler, now the TV star. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time with our good friend Steve Chandler, the author of so many books. My favorite is 17 Lies That Are Holding You Back and The Truth That Will Set You Free. That's one of my favorites. Of course, the original one, the one that I think the first one we started talking about, Steve, was 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself. That's a classic. How many different languages and dialects has that been translated into, Steve?
That's in 11 languages now.
Yeah, including Swahili, I think. So congratulations on that, Steve. The website is stevechandler.com. What about this book, 10 Commitments to Your Success?
Well, the 10 Commitments is my favorite book of all the books, and it is really deeply personal on how to balance your life between your business, your partner, your family, your physical life, your exercise, and your commitment to your friends, and commitment to spirit, whatever religious affiliation you have. So the whole thing works together. And I always wanted to write a book like that. And when I came up with it, there are 10 basic commitments. And if you keep those 10, they feed each other.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things, and folks, as you know, as we were talking earlier, Steve was father for a day for Allison at NBC Starting Over last week, which aired last week. Steve, you've got some ideas on how small business owners should maybe think about starting their business over on a regular basis.
Well, it really is true, and a lot of my clients are small business owners. And what I try to get them to do, and what really succeeds for them financially, is when if they will walk in Monday, every Monday, and reinvent their business. And I always give them a copy of Reinventing Yourself just so that they can see the parallel between reinventing themselves and reinventing their business. And most people wait for a crisis, for something to go wrong, for them to really not know how to get cash flow going. And then finally they look around and they come up with something extra to offer a customer, or come up with new ways for customers to pay that helps cash flow. But that's a little late. They might have had a bad year before they come up with that.
Right.
Why not come up with that every Monday and say, what can we do that's completely different that our customers would love?
Well, one of the things you cannot do these days, Steve, when you and I were young pups coming up in business, you could kind of fall in love with what you did.
Yeah.
And maybe be in love with it for a year, maybe even five, maybe even 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I go back that far. I don't know about you, but I sure do.
Yeah.
But these days, you better not fall in love with anything. You can fall in like with it, but you better not fall in love with it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be history. It's going to be, by the time you really get to where you say, you know, I really love this, it's already passé. It's already out of date.
Yeah, you're right. And that's good news. That's not bad news. Because you remember back in the 1950s, everybody was so bitter that people had jobs for 20 and 30 years, our parents. And they had the same old work, and then they were given this lousy watch. And then they retired and died 2 years later.
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, boy, what a grind, death of a salesman. There were so many bad things written about business. Today, you get to reinvent every day. Everything is new. When you wake up in the morning, everything is new. Technology is new. Markets are new. People are fresh and new. And it's amazing. Look what Starbucks has done.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of nothing, out of nowhere, they just came up with a kind of mood and experience.
And Steve, that's a dramatic example. That's a well-known example. But there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of those kinds of stories in writ small all
yes,
over this country
absolutely.
And really all over the world now.
Absolutely.
The 21st century is the most exciting time to be in business in the history of mankind.
Yeah, small businesses. It's even spreading to journalism now, where the small citizen journalist, the blogger,
mm-hmm.
with a weblog, can bring down a Dan Rather.
Right.
And it's just exciting for the whole world. The individual is now becoming more powerful than the collective.
Would you say, Steve, that in order to accomplish what you're talking about, that we've got to have two things? We've got to have some creativity and allow ourselves the time to be creative, and then have the courage to follow that creativity?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's it. Blow the whole place up. Start over. Come on. Get all your people together on a Monday morning for a creative session. If you were one of our clients, what would you like to see from this business? And get everybody thinking in a fresh, exciting way, just like you did when you started the business.
Mm-hmm.
Start the business over every Monday morning.
Well, and you know, a lot of owners, Steve, are, even if they are capable of being creative, they've got so much on top of them, making payroll, covering the checks at the bank, dealing with customers, knowing which way the company's going to go, and they've got so much on. It's a little bit hard sometimes to feel like, you know, I want to be creative, but I don't have time. That's where you bring in the brain trust of your organization. Let other
right.
people contribute, right?
Absolutely. Get help. Have a meeting. Sit around a table for a half an hour. Let other people help you. Also, don't fall into that victim mentality, like, I've got so much going on, that weary thing where people try to get sympathy from people at home by coming home and telling them how hard all this is. Snap out of that. That won't serve you. That won't serve your people. And your customers will pick up on that mood when they come in.
Well, there's no question about it. And that's this is really good advice, Steve, because, you know, change has been happening as long as there's been, you know, anything to happen, any place for it to happen. Planet Earth, for example, that's not new. Nothing's new about that. The new thing is the velocity of change.
Yeah.
And that's the reason what you're talking about, Steve, and your basic message, the reason that you do what you do in the marketplace, is so important. And we're going to get Steve to share some more of his wisdom with us right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't forget to go to this website, Steve Chandler.com. It's a good one.
And we are airplanes today.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed rings go getting you down.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Steve Chandler is our guest. Steve, is 10 Commitments to Your Success, is that the new one?
Yeah, the 10 Commandments was written by someone else.
No, I didn't mean 10. I meant the 10 Commitments. He was written by that other famous guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I set you up all the time for these things, Steve. And you always do such a good job of taking them. I'm Steve Straightman, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Martin Lewis.
10 Commitments to Your Success. That's brand new, right?
Yes, it is. That's the new one.
It's so new, I don't even have my copy.
Oh, you always say that, and then you look around the office, and there it is.
Well, you know what happens, Steve, is your books are so hot that when they come into my office, that either my employees or my friends snap them up, and they're gone before I can get my hands on them.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. Okay, now, Steve, before we go any further, what's your next TV venture?
Well, I'm not going to do a great deal of TV. You know, it's funny. Everybody says you need to get on TV, and
well, you got a face for TV, Steve.
Yeah. Well, right. My face
for TV and a voice for radio. I don't know how it gets any better than that.
You know what? I really like radio better. I like writing books, and I don't want to spread myself so thin that I can't really reach people.
Well, and you don't want to get yourself out there too much. I mean, look at Jennifer and Ben. I mean, you don't want to get like those guys.
That's
and
right.
Brittany. You don't want to get like those people. You want to be a little more of a rare commodity, don't you?
You know the tough thing that people face these days is simplifying their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be lives were boring and what can we do to make them more interesting, and now the opposite is true.
Mm-hmm.
Lives are so interesting and there's so many options that we face that keep multiplying that our real creative task is to keep it simple and to keep finding what I want to do well and then stay with that for a little while.
Right. So let's get back on reinventing our businesses. What's some other advice you got for us?
Well,
and by the way, let me say this, Steve. You're not saying that you show up every day and say something's wrong. This is not about
right.
something's wrong.
Absolutely right. Nothing's wrong. It's just that if I were to reinvent this business, what would I do? It's a great, fun, intellectual exercise, and it allows you to see opportunities for yourself before the crisis hits. Most people use a crisis in order to fix things and heal things and grow things.
And by that time, it's too late.
Yeah, it can be too late. And they do it in a marriage. They do it in a business. They wait until things get so painful that they have to sit down and reinvent. And what I'm saying is, why not just reinvent all the time? Why not have a regular reinvention meeting with yourself where you sit with a blank pad of paper? Napoleon Hill used to say this, the most important time is your creative thinking time, when it's just you alone thinking, mm-hmm. how would I create this thing if I were starting it all over?
Well, one thing I think we should be doing, and this is more true now than ever before, Steve, is we should be saying to ourselves, and our people should be saying it, we should be saying it to each other, and that is that somewhere in the world, not just in America, somewhere in the world, there's a person starting a business like ours from scratch right now, this very moment. And they're going to be successful with it. Customers are going to like doing business with those people. What is that company? What would that look like if we were doing that right now?
Yeah, you're right. And another way to reinvent is to sit down with your staff or with yourself with a customer and bring the customer in and say, tell us all about our business. What do you like? What's easy for
Ooh,
you?
Ooh, Steve, that could be painful.
Oh, it can be painful.
That can hurt.
It can be wonderful, too, because a customer can say, you know, if you guys would only provide this, I'd be thrilled. Or why can't you do this for me? Or if you could get it to me a day sooner, I'd bring so much more business to you. And customers will tell you things that will give you wonderful ideas.
Well, not only that, Steve, but what people will find out, if you can get over the fear of it hurting, and some of it might hurt a little bit, but sometimes, you know, no pain, no gain. But, Steve, one of the things that might happen is they might say, and probably will say, you know, what you just said about, you know, if you'll just do this, and it could be something that would cost you nothing. You just
right.
were doing it. You were doing it left-handed, and they wanted you to do it right-handed.
Right. You're right. Most real reinvention breakthroughs really don't cost money.
Mm-hmm.
They are just a new, fresh idea that you didn't think of yourself.
Right. Steve, give us the website one more time.
Oh, well, it's stevechandler.com.
Just like it sounds, spell it. Don't spell it any different way than the way it sounds. And you can find out more about his books. You can find out more about him. You get to see his handsome face. Steve, thank you for being part of our world.
You're welcome, Jim.
It's a pleasure to have you around. And congratulations on your TV stardom. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that.
All right.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Chandler, ladies and gentlemen. The new book is called 10 Commitments to Your Success. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.